do it. Thank you. I also have some news, but I would like, if there's anybody before that would want to go.
Me.
Okay.
Me, I have been also kind of away from the calls for a long time. And yeah, most of you, not most of you, I don't know how many, you know, I'm passing kind of a health issue. So I'm diagnosed with chronic leukemia. So I'm somehow, I'm in a completely different process than I was before. You know? So somehow many things of the calls are relevant for me and other things are not at all. So one of the things that has been very, I have a lot of resistance kind of being in training spaces because I'm a total different, my need is a total different need. I want to be in a space, nurturing space, not so much with fear, not so much going to the limits. I really, I have a need for a different space. But I have been present in the trainer path, like present with a lot of people. I think most of you in the call, I have a lot of contact during all this time. And I hear also the calls. And last week after the call I heard, I took a decision to be present in the calls, although even if I'm not capable of doing the things that are presented or are proposed in a way. So, but I want to be present. I don't want to, because I want to connect with you also visually and feel you. And I don't want just to hear the call after. So this was my decision. I want to be present as much as I can and respecting a lot my limits. So here I am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tanya. Yeah.
I shared already in the WhatsApp group that I was in ups and downs in the past weeks, and it was there was also emotional ups and downs, but it was more a lot of learning around taxes and legal stuff, and I really it sucked all my energy, and now I feel more settled here in close to Berlin, so I'm prepared to join the calls more regularly again, more than when I was on the road. And I have I have a need, and I want to hear from you if there's a need from you as well. I gave a coaching 2 days ago where I would love to have possibilities how I could have done it differently. So kind of a supervision. And I wonder if there are more people in here who have cases like that to learn how they could have done coachings in a different way. And if so, then I would be happy to have to hold a space for that, maybe also during a trainer call. So I wonder if others have this case too, that they sometimes think, I've done something, or maybe there would have been other possibilities within coachings. So is there a need for that or a desire? I can't see you also.
Would anybody who have the same need as Tanya, would you put your hand up?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have...
I put my hand up too.
Okay, Julia, Federica, Habet, Joanna, and Jurgis.
Okay. Okay, so it seems like not all of you, so it would be outside the trainer path calls then. So I will put up a doodle so that we can do that. And I will put it in the WhatsApp group, so maybe other people who are not joining here are interested in that.
Okay. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.
Somehow, I think I really needed to hear from all four of you, Funeke, Jurgis, Habit, and Tanya, just because having been so far, sort of, or more on the outer ring in the past few months, few weeks of the trainer path. Gabrielle, you unmuted yourself. Would you want to say something? Or not?
I want to say something.
Okay, go ahead before I continue.
Which is it's an invitation for an intimacy cafe. Catherine and I are holding space for the intimacy cafe. It's Wednesday in 2 weeks. And it's like during the usual trainer path call, we just start an hour early. And I'm gonna put the invitation again in the WhatsApp group. It's on December 9th. So hopefully everyone is available, since it's like a Wednesday where usually there would be a trainer path call.
Bear?
Yes, I have a response to that in the way that it was made a request in the last Intimacy Cafe that it would not be during a trainer call. And
it's not.
Oh, it's not.
It's no, just it's, because we're out of time.
It's in 2 weeks Tuesday. We will meet here again at the same time, and in 2 weeks Wednesday. So tomorrow in 2 weeks we won't have a trainer path call.
That's okay. Cool.
Great. So December 9 at 7 o'clock German time.
Yes.
Great.
And if someone from Australia or New Zealand wants to join later, that's okay too. For us as space holders.
I sort of have a proposal for this intimacy cafe. But I want to say what I want to share first and then make the proposal. And then as the space holder, Gabrielle and Catherine, you can choose if that would work. So I said I needed to kind of hear about from Funeke, Jurgis, Tanya, and Habet, because it has been clear who has become obvious, or that in the past week especially, that the trainer path global is coming to an end. And it might come to a shock for some of you, but it's actually been in the field for a little while. And I think the main reason or the main purpose of this is that somehow I discovered in a call with Anna and also in a call with Vera and then afterwards with Clinton, is that the trainer path global has been put on a hierarchy stand in the trainer path game world. So there's been a hierarchy set in the space, mostly unconsciously, I think. And my purpose here is I'm killing the hierarchy. This is not a game that I'm interested in playing. So I'm pulling the rug out and killing the hierarchy, and then now empowering the trainer path locals to take their place and to be empowered, not as like baby sisters of the trainer path global, as fully empowered trainer training spaces. So this will be the last call of the trainer path global.
Today. Oh, okay, thank you.
And my proposal is then that the Intimacy Cafe that would be on December 9 would be a celebration in a way of the space that we've been in and the work that we've done together and the processes that we've been together, not as an end of our collaboration or village weaving, but as the beginning of a transition. So would that, Gabrielle and Catherine, would that work as a context for that space? anyway, I don't need an answer right now. Just if you can think about it and then we can talk over about it. But I think I was kind of trying to find how can we have a celebration space? And then Gabrielle, you just sort of brought that on a silver platter. And so it seems like the echo is working together.
Yes, Aunt Chloe, I hear you. And I take a stand for creating and co-creating, more co-creating maybe, but I'm in it, global spaces too. I really am nourished, and not only my box, also my being is deeply nourished by all of you and by this world encompassing space. And I want them to continue, not in the same way, but to continue as this kind of world encompassing spaces. I hope.
I want to, so because you bring that up, Kathleen, I want to bring two ideas or proposals that I've had to keep this cross-pollinating between boxes in a way, but also between flavors and between. So there's a number of space holders for the Trainer Path locals, like each Trainer Path regional has their own space holders. And I've been invited in Portugal, in Brazil, in New Zealand, and in Germany this week to come and hold space for the Trainer Path regional. And the idea is that that it would not only be me. So any space holders of Trainer Path regional could be invited to hold space for any other Trainer Path regional, just from the need of the Trainer Path regional or the space holder needing some other flavor to evolve their space. And the other part is that this will be sort of organically transitioned, but that any participant in any Trainer Path regional could say, hey, I want to visit the Trainer Path New Zealand. So I'm coming and training myself with the skill of that Trainer Path. So that cross-pollination can happen both at the spaceholder level, but also at the trainer level, just choosing sometimes to go and visit other spaces. And I think on top of that, having also global meetings, like Vera is organizing the Trainer Path Global Gathering, which would be a physical gathering, but also there could be online spaces of the global trainers coming together. So I think it's a yes, Kathleen. Yeah.
I have a logistical question. I feel sad, I have to grieve that. And it's the logistic is, are we keeping the WhatsApp, or can we keep the WhatsApp, or the name will change, or so we have all the contacts, for example?
Yeah. I think there's quite a few bits of logistics to be figured out in this transition. My proposal is to just that the WhatsApp would also disappear, because it holds the energy of the hierarchy, and then people would want to come in and for it to be replaced. This was an idea coming from Vera, and there can be a note about how this could happen, for it to be replaced by a platform that's called Mighty Network, where actually every trainer who Mighty Network.
Thank you.
And where actually every trainer who is in a Trainer Path regional would also be added. And that would be a space where somebody says, like Tanya said, hey, I would like other possibilities for coaching. I'm holding this space at this time. Who want to join? And then anybody could join. Or the Gremlin Club that's been going on, or the Feminine in Possibility Management. So that would be the space where if you want to invite global people, you would put the offer here, like in that space. And it would just be open to everybody, so there's not this distinction about who's in or who's out. Yeah.
And I have another thing. I feel fear because being in this space, it's the only space I was by being trained of being a trainer of Trainer Path Portugal. And I wonder how can I do it differently? So, or are you replacing yourself?
Yes, so I missed a bit. Thank you for this, Joanna. The bit I missed is that there will be an infinity ring of the Trainer Path space holders. There will be a circle of the Trainer Path space holders exactly for the purpose that you said, Joanna, to train how to hold space, to train how to hold space for a Trainer Path. And yeah.
I have a question too, actually. And Chloe, can you say more about in which way you see a hierarchy in the Trainer Path global? And because I feel fear that what you just described can be a hierarchical structure.
You mean the infinity ring?
Yes.
Yes. The infinity ring, it's just like in the possibility management game world, there's an infinity ring that is made of Georg, Clinton, Anna Norenbuena, Vera, and I. And we are the people who run the back scene of the game world of possibility management. So most people don't know that we're doing this work. So we're sending out newsletters, we're taking whatever, there's the Trainer Path part of the game world that's happening. Georg is taking care of the website and the Spark translation, like on and on and on about the game world of possibility management. And so, and the infinity ring of the Trainer Path space holders would be the similar thing. It would be about taking care of the part of the game world that is called the Trainer Path, and that the space holders need to meet just for like exchanging how is it going? What do I need to, I'm stuck here. So it's just, we're being faced with the same challenges. And in that sense, we would need to meet. And it is completely separate, awesome. Like, yeah.
You meant to say something.
Yeah.
Can you say more about how do you,
go ahead, Julia.
Sorry, I'm a bit with delay. I'll just listen for now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what's your perception of the hierarchy in the current global Trainer Path?
Yes. Oh, I didn't answer that. Thank you. Is that the Trainer Global has become, from my conversation with people, there are people who actually would have a home more in a Trainer Path regional. There's a Trainer Path regional in their region, and this is where actually they could put their energy, their commitment, because it already exists there. And the Trainer Path Global was actually just the origination of the Trainer Path and had anyway the goal of having people move into the Trainer Path regional. When the Trainer Path original became the Trainer Path Global, the idea was then people would move to their Trainer Path regional. Well, people didn't want to do that. And the thing that people didn't want to do that is because they wanted to be here in the cool, like in the whatever, the higher thing, than their Trainer Path regional. And just in that, it creates this hierarchy where the Trainer Path regional is like less cool. It's like less, I'm not going to put my energy in there. And that's the hierarchy. So now the question is, I don't want to have a conversation about this. Catherine, I see you frown, and it's just, I've been caring for this field for a couple years, and this is the next step. And I could have said no reason. I could have just said no reason. And then we wouldn't have an argument about it. So I chose to say that because about the hierarchy, because it might happen in other of your game world, it might happen in your trainer path regionals. So look out for it. And I've had to kill my own game world because of this hierarchy. So I don't do this out of like joy or revenge or I don't know what. I do this because it's what's best for the game world, for it to be more empowered and more spaces and take people taking more responsibility and coming more in front of themselves as trainers. And I'm losing my game world in the process. And I have to like be okay. This is not the end. What has been created, what I've seen people become because they were in contact with other trainers has been so just wonderful. It's been exceptional. And so this is what I hope will happen just at a bigger scale.
Say something.
Mm-hmm.
The way, I think that there's a need to be, there's a need for grieving, and I think as any change.
Emma, sorry, just pause, Vera. Vera, just pause for a second. Yeah, Emma, we couldn't hear you. So Vera started it. So
okay.
I'll have Vera speak, but then you need to speak closer to your microphone. Okay.
Sorry, Emma. I didn't. I think there's Joanna said it really well. There's a grieving process. There's a grieving process. And a lot of us, or a lot of you, might be feeling an emotional, like an emotional impact about. And the way that when Anne Chloe kind of put this forward, I felt this part of me. It was like, what? No, this shock, this grief. And at the same time, it was for me, it was, this is the most natural thing that can happen as an evolution of a game world, because the game world is growing, and the energy that is put here in the trainer path global, that has been put here in the trainer path global, is needed in the regionals. It's really needed. And somehow I want to be part of also of a game world where we empower each other in completely non-linear ways, in where I want to come to the trainer path New Zealand and learn from Tristan and be a participant in trainer path Germany. And somehow, I don't know, it's there's that part, there's the part of the newness of wow, how can we completely create a culture of power that is very completely, completely different, daring to compost the game world time and time again and try new things instead of holding on to the old, even when we love it. Okay, so there's that part, and then there's the part of grieving. And so just to pay attention, if the part of grieving is making anyone holding on to the old. Okay, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vera.
Emba, go ahead and try to speak really, yeah.
You invited for a
half day for a challenge deepening introspection skills a few days ago. For that would be the meeting next Thursday, right?
I have to have a do-over about this.
You have to?
I have to have a do-over about this.
Yes, and
The proposal is to write an article. There is no meeting. The proposal is write an article, one page, and there's no meeting attached to it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And I did that process of thinking about it and writing down quite a few things. And what I perceive is that I really want to share this because I feel it is what I understand of being on the trainer path global. And I don't know where it is a space to share. It doesn't have to be here, but I really
want... You mean want... your essay? Like the...
The essay, I mean, I wrote it down like in bullet points. It's not really an essay, but essence of it I would like to share. And I think it belongs to a space like this, actually. Yes, and I would like to share this with you.
Yeah, I would really also want to read it. So the Trainer Path WhatsApp group, I think I'll keep it alive for maybe like about a week or 10 days, depending on what's necessary. And that would be the place to share it. And so I would ask anybody who's doing this challenge to either post it as a Facebook WhatsApp text, which it might be a little too big, or just as a document that people can open. Yeah, and I think, thank you, Emba, for doing this. I think it's a totally important step in being part, like being on the trainer path, to be really clear about how you want to be trained.
And there's another thing I'd like to share, because I'm pretty new in this game world, and this moment in my life, I couldn't take a stand for a trainer path Switzerland. And I wonder if I can still join. I really appreciate this kind of meetings and connecting with you and deepening the skills.
I have a proposal about that. That would include the team here. And I would also put that proposal on the WhatsApp group, is that I know that some people don't have a trainer path local and whatever. And that I would like to have a team of what I would call village weavers to help this transition in that sense of people finding their place where they're at home. So who would like to be a village weaver in this transition? Okay, Habet, Jurgis, Vera, Sophia Magdalena, or you know, I think Gabriela saw, Joanna, Gabriela, Habet and Catherine. Okay, so I would propose that we meet maybe, I don't know, in the next couple of days, and just like maybe there's people that you're thinking of, or how can we do this together? Would that work for you guys? Okay, thank you. Cool.
I want to do a proposal as well. So who is interested in developing or creating this online platform so that the village, the whole village of the whole game world of the trainer path, can share and be connected as well? So that's a kind of a more logistical and how it would work. If you want to, can you raise your hand if you're interested in that?
Yeah, I'm interested to know more about that, because I don't know what's a platform.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. I also want to know more about that.
Okay.
And then decide.
Emba, I just, sorry, it wasn't really complete with you. What my proposal is, that there's some people like you who don't have a trainer path regionals, And we, like this team that raised their hand, would be in contact with you and with other people just to make sure, like to talk with you about what's best, like what would work best. That's the proposal. So we will be in, we'll be in touch with you. Like, okay.
I want to share some things also. I really celebrate, Anne-Chloe, your authenticity and courage, really to do what you do, what we did, because it somehow, yeah, it needs a lot of courage, and I really appreciate it a lot. And at the same time, I find this moment very interesting because, like, the people continue existing. So it's not that it's one game world is dead, but each one of us that are prayer of this game world, they are alive. So somehow we can, there is so many possibilities to create other spaces out of it. So I really find it very interesting moment. And I also, I want to make an invitation, like it's something I'm long time with it, but I wanted to bring it today. I want to create a new space that is more, it's not so much a training space, it's more a space of being. So a space that we meet and we check in, and then from there we see where we go. But it's like a more, yeah, it's more love and less sword there. And from my experience, I experienced already with several of the people here, Gabriela Bett, Joanna, Gabriela, Catherine, and Sofia Magdalena, at least have been in spaces with me where we were experiencing this. And also it has been very strong, like Gabriel had like this tension in the past, like why do we create this space if, why don't we bring in the trainer path? So some time ago, I decided that I wanted to bring it in the trainer path. And now that trainer path doesn't exist, I want to open this space. So it's a space of being, of us connecting with each other and sharing who we are at the moment, and from there, see where we go. So I want to create this space because it's very nourishing for me. And I want to offer it also for that. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, Joris.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I sort of want to leave it like that, this in maybe the chaos of our own grieving and transition and liquid state. And I still wanted to practice something sort of along the line of what we did last week, which is about the different skills that we can use instead of giving feedback. So the last week we practiced this vacuum rapid learning. And so instead of a pressure with the feedback, we ask authentic question about what's going on for the other person that this would happen. You make this vacuum and then you go on this journey together to discover, yeah, to discover what's going on. So that's one tool instead that would replace this giving feedback, like the pressure feedback. And another skill that I want to bring in today is that instead of giving feedback, I mean, you would notice the feedback that you would get, but you skip it. You don't say the feedback, and instead you go straight to the proposal. What else could have happened? So for example, if you have somebody in a team who doesn't say anything, like who's always quiet or always silent, and so the feedback would be, well, you don't say anything, like you're always silent. So, and mostly the person will probably have to defend themselves or be, God, yes, I'm like, you know, beat themselves up or whatever. So if you skip that and the proposal could be, that's one possibility, could be to that person, okay, we'll have the team, for example, it's a possibility team, and every 3 minutes we stop and you would say something, you know, 15 or 20 seconds, and then we would continue, and then the other 3 minutes, and then the next 3 minutes, then you say something. And that's the proposal, that's the offer for intimacy. Okay, instead of giving the feedback. So this is what we'll be practicing. Instead of giving feedback, make proposal for a shift, for transformation. Where you're, and then it can be a negotiating intimacy. Like the other person can say, yes, and. And then you can say, yes, and. And you find what is the experiment that would work best for the space, for you, for them, to empower the whole thing. Okay. Any questions about this? Yeah, Tanya.
So you don't mention what you noticed, like in your example, you don't mention, I noticed that you haven't said something, but you just give the proposal without, for no reason, so to speak.
Yeah, just the purpose would be to make more life, like to make more happen, yeah, more transformation. And so we'll do this in groups of three, and there will be, so a client, and I would propose that as the client, you're yourself. Okay, you're yourself. And then the facilitator, you probably have feedback, some form of feedback to give to this client in front of you, like this colleague trainer. And then there's a coach. So the facilitator, your job is to make interesting proposals and go in this negotiation if needed. And when you get to a deal of making the proposal, do it, like that it's included in that space. You do it and it's included in that space, but then you can move on to the next proposal. So you maybe have two or three different feedback to give. So we'll do it about 10 minutes per person, like 10 minutes per person, and then we shift to the next constellation. And
is it with a question or is it without question?
No, you say I have a proposal for you.
Yes, but the client, is the client asking a question or is it just scanning matrix?
Scanning matrix. I mean, if you're really blocked, like if it doesn't work, just have the client ask a question, like ask for possibilities. Yeah.
And Chloe, I want to say something, and it's going, so there's a big part of me that's still like with this death of Trainer Path Global, and I just need to talk that before I can jump in an exercise, because for me it's like I feel sad because for me it feels like a big wave now is coming, like crashing on the beach. And yeah, I feel the death somehow. And for me, it's like in my own body, it's a slowness there with that. And I really appreciate that. I really appreciate the space that we have been in for the last months and the energy that has been created, and really appreciate your space holding and your so much heart that you put into that, and Chloe. And I really felt myself grow like so many new leaves and flowers and branches in my body. And I also recognize this in so many people from the Trainer Path Global I connected with over this time. And I feel, yeah. So with this sadness in my system to jump in and exercise, I wonder if this is if this is the space for that, or yeah.
What would you need? What do you need now? I mean, just I hear you, Tristan. And this is would be actually the exercise that I would propose. That right now you just gave me or the space feedback, but there was no proposals.
Yeah.
So what if you went into the exercise and one of the person represents the space, and you would find proposal, you know, the space of the trainer path global, and then you would have you would come up with proposal for it to like feed you or feed the space or be, you know what I mean?
So the exercise is one person is coming with proposals I'm pretty liquid.
Yeah.
So and the other person is the space, the trainer path global, and then there's a coach. And yeah. I would be talking to the trainer path global and coming with proposals.
Yeah. And you would say exactly what you said. You know, you would say all of this, there wouldn't be really any feedback, but you would say how it is for you, and then you could make a proposal from that.
Yeah, I'm keen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
And Chloe, I have a proposal.
Yeah.
Why don't we make this in just one room, not going into separate rooms?
How would it go?
Not everybody would participate, but somehow we would do it like as we did now with Tristan. No, Tristan was saying something, and we could do it. For me, it's very important to see you all, to see this fullness of the to connect with you. And if we go to the separate rooms, I'm practicing a skill, but somehow for me, just presencing and people practicing and still being in this space of us is very important. So this is I don't know if it's clear. My proposal would be that we just keep one room and we practice. And
so one person practices at a time.
Yeah, and not everybody maybe practice, but I'm okay with it.
Is there another counter proposal coming from the team?
Counter proposal to what? To yours or to Yorgos's? I'm not clear on that. Can you make it clear?
I don't have a proposal yet. I have to speak up. I'm in an emotion right now, so probably I should just point the purple card towards myself because I cannot. I don't see how I can do any of the proposals and I can just sit here and isolate with my fear and sadness. And I also don't know what I need.
Gabriel, can I make a proposal towards you?
Yes.
So maybe one that would work is to break up in smaller groups in bigger groups. So less breakout. And instead of practicing that skill, it would just be about how is it going? And to let, you know, for example, Gabriel, your fear and your sadness be heard. So it's not really about going through an emotional healing process. We don't really have time for that, but everybody could share. And I could make groups of four people, and that you would have still between 7-8 minutes to share where you are. New proposal. This is how it go. We are doing the exercise right now. So we're completing Yorgos' proposal and also Tristan, so he can share where he is. And also Gabriel. Khan, we're possibilitators of what? Here we go.
I have a proposal as well. Is that we, why don't we stay in one room and share what's up? Because this is the last time we're in this space together. And I would also like to hear and share how I'm feeling. I mean, that's do. I mean, that's our work. That's our context. Why don't we grieve together or celebrate or appreciate or do that together?
I have an addition to the Julia's proposal in the sense that I'm scared that not everyone is going to share because we're going to be in the big group. But if everybody does not have a time to share, that we choose a buddy or three from this call to continue to share what we.
Okay, then the big group it is.
I would like to hear Tristan talking to the space now and giving proposals.
I would like to start the sharing.
You mean your proposal is the sharing?
I agree. I have a yes for this proposal to share in the main group. And I would just start. Okay. I feel angry because, wow, this has been, I feel my joy and my anger, you know, this wave of sadness comes and I just so appreciate the aliveness. The aliveness of Train and Path Global and what it has created and now what is spreading into these regional paths. And for me, it's something like somehow when you said that, Aunt Chloe, that it's finished, it brings the liquidness and I get it. Like in my body, I don't know all the reasons you gave some context, but I get it. It's in my body. It feels right. And I'm really, I feel glad about that. I feel glad to put my energy in the New Zealand trainer path now. And I feel fear about it. And I can feel this thing about being faced with my own responsibility as a space holder. And I feel glad also about the experience of being connected to people all over the world and to look in all your eyes and see you in the other side of the world, all these different countries, and feel like, even though I think this is the first time I've ever seen you, Jorgis, and it's like you're already my brother. So you're all my brothers and sisters already, and I know this isn't going to change. And you too, Julia, even though I can't see you. Julia is actually driving to our house right now. Yeah. Thank you. I love to hear from more people.
Thank you. Thank you. I would just prompt Gabriel, because I know that you have strategies that could not make you speak. So you spoke up and I want to honor that.
So the fear was like the dominant feeling, the whole call to now it's sadness. And I'm sad because, like, for even if I only had been part of this village for 3 weeks, in a way, this has been my home. And this is where I belonged or whatever. And I have the strategy of grabbing onto spaces. I used the relationship to Sophia Magdalena for it, to not be on my own And then I am aware of that for a few weeks already, that I use the trainer path like as my backup to not be alone and to not have to be with my problems alone. And my fear is just about that I have no place where I belong, and that I have nothing to hold on to. And at the same time, I feel joy because the last time this grabbing onto something broke, every time I know of when I grabbed something to not look at myself, when this broke, I was very, after some time, I had so much energy and focus and joy and anger to create something. And I'm looking forward to this, whatever will come, like probably tomorrow or in the next few days. And right now it's just the grief of what is not what was, and the fear of falling, the fear of falling. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a proposal for an experiment for Gabriel, if you want to, a proposal for experiments.
I do.
It occurred to me that you are, in a way, a nomad. And instead of, you know, knowing that your strategy of isolating, that you could travel around the world in the trainer paths, meaning you on purpose would go to each of the regional trainer paths to connect with the community there. So you choose each week would be a different trainer path. Do you accept this proposal?
I already accepted before you said it because I thought about it like. And Chloe said, yeah, well, the trainers can like go to the trainer path. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, so which one are you going to start with?
New Zealand.
Excellent choice.
I just along those lines, because some people of you are from different trainer paths, that I would really like on the Google Calendar that every trainer path put where they meet, so it's very easy for people to say, oh, okay, then I can commit to that time and date. So I think there's Brazil and Portugal is on there, and I think Germany also is on there, but so New Zealand and then Poland. We'll hear about Poland soon, I think.
And North America.
Yeah, in North America.
I will share I woke up today morning and I was preparing my breakfast and I had this big wave of sadness, and it brought me with appreciation of actually of Trainer Path Global. Like I was preparing myself for the call and I was like expressing this gratitude. Like it was like my heart was saying that, and I was really like not only eating breakfast, but also like really like expressing this gratitude. Oh, and this and this. And now I understand what it was. Like it was already, I don't know, it's like my system was kind of feeling into the field what is happening or what will happen and preparing me for for this process. This is what it feels like. So there is a sadness, but there is still this. This appreciation and trust in the process, that there is, I do feel a joy. I do feel like that after the grieving, there is a grieving for me that starting with the face of gratitude. This is what I see. But I have this sadness, and also there is this like a big field of like a joy and like anticipation. It feels like a big field, like big open field in front of me. So I also see it, I also feel it. It's not seeing, it's like really feeling it as, it's like freeing the energy. It's like really freeing something. And it might sound very chaotic, but I want to say that, you know, parallel to this, to the sadness, I have this. You have this joy, and also not knowing, a lot of not knowing. But there is lightness in that. There is lightness in that. There is lightness. And I want to, I mean, I really love you guys. I guess this is what I want to say. I'm really, really happy that we've met and we transform. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to go next. I feel very cold. I have sadness. I have so many flashes of this space right now. And I guess it began more in COVID times, I'm not sure. And this brought me to a space of also practicing a lot by using this channel and this group, practice how to space hold, how to bring myself to the space. And I see what I've done so far and what I've not done. And also to be in contact with this clarity of my limitations is like being close to death, that brings me even more alive. And yeah, I had so many breakthroughs also in the trainer path, physical presence and the gatherings, that I could trust community. I could trust family. I could be in a group, and I could be, in this culture of feedback and growth, and to trust that is possible for me is very important. Yeah, to enjoy being judged in a way so I can grow and be empowered on that. Yeah, so I feel like until now I was like you and Chloe and all the people that are also making this happening in an invisible way. I felt like I was like held by a mother. And I really thank you for that motherly hug. And now I'm holding Trainer Path Portugal, and yeah, it's a different journey. I'm having a lot of fun, a lot of fear. I'm impressed by the way I get creative when I held spaces of responsibility. And this is coming also for this space where I could throw myself to Space Vault and practice and grow with all of you. And in the Trainer Path Portugal, I'm facing a completely different space because it's a men's space. And I'm also, yeah, I thought, yeah, I miss women by my side. Yeah. So Trainer Path Portugal is also open. And I like, I made some, also some invitations. And yeah, it's open for anyone that would like to experience a co-create with me. And after this call, I'm going to meet Marco and we're going to have a meta conversation. Is at the radio station and it's going to be societies for the future. And I'm going to take you all with me and all these learnings. And yeah, it's not the end. And I feel the empowerment beyond this decision. I really feel the empowerment behind the decision of Trainer Path Global is passing through another layer of existence. And yeah, a sentence came to me that we are trainers of the world. And yeah, I consider myself one, and I love to travel. I love to connect with different people, and diversity is really what fits also my being. And I thank you all for your diversity and your hearts. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanna.
I want to go next because I feel a lot of fear and sadness. Because I lately haven't been in, let's say, a single connection with every one of you, and I'm scared that I will just drop those connections. And I'm gonna use that fear to not do that and instead make a step forwards to each one of you. And I feel scared because the Trainer Path Germany has just started and is really so amazing people in there who have not been here, and they're just with me creating this village. And no, we just started and it's gonna be a huge change. And I'm scared of this challenge and managing to keep that home for everyone in the Trainer Path Germany. And yeah, still be in connection with everyone. And I feel sometimes a bit, and that's part of my child, overwhelming in staying connection with everyone I love, which is quite a lot. Yeah, and I don't want to lose any of those connections in the sense of just forget about it. Thank you for being my team so I could be able to create a new team.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia Magdalena. I want to go next. I feel sad and angry. It's somehow ironic that now I really decided and committed to join more regularly, that it stops, and it shows me that I should not take anything for granted in my life. And just because it's there right now, that it doesn't mean that it will be there tomorrow. So it's a good lesson. And I feel very connected with you, and although I haven't been in the course, but it's not so much, but yeah, I listened to the course and learned a lot out of them. And I feel fear, because I don't know how to keep this connection, not only for myself, I know how to keep the connection for each one of you, but how to keep the global connection, which is, I think, so important, and how to have this exchange of wisdom and new insights in a global sense, without having it to become again hierarchical, because if there is then this trainer path exchange platform, whatever it will be, like, I'm not talking about the platform which you're there installing, but the one where the trainer path space holders are exchanging, then it can become again hierarchical even more. So I don't have an idea right now how we can have this exchange beyond the space which your yogas are suggesting, and I really appreciate that. I have fear about this lack of exchange of knowledge and wisdom. And I feel joy that we're now having a space of sharing right now, and that we have this connection with each other. And yeah, so Katrin, I'm with you. I also want a global space, and let's see how we can create that. Yes, and Joanna, I told you already, I'm willing to be on your side with the training path Portugal. So as soon as we find a date to have a call, then let's talk about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya. Here's the thing. When I was in Portugal the 3 weeks in October, can you hear me?
Not so good.
Close. When I was in Portugal this autumn, and I finally found all these witches and wizards who have been killed and burned and go non-linear and create new possibilities, it touched me so deeply that something in my system started to relax. And I shared yesterday that when I came home, there were a few men just really falling flat down on the street. And I mean, I just, I feel that I just really need you guys for sharing these experiences, because I need your feedback, and I want a space where I can share and give feedback for the nonlinear things that are not being talked in the modern world. And I don't really care how the name of the sharing is. How is the name of the sharing? I just really feel committed that I cannot do this alone anymore. I need you, and I'm totally committed to give all my possibilities for us to grow. Because I just really feel the importance of the field, of the nonlinear field, to go into the future. And yes, so whatever the platform or the space or the physical space is, I just want to say I'm in. And I appreciate getting to know you more in whatever space this is in.
Thank you.
I want to go next. Trainer Path has been a home for me for a really long time, and I'm really happy I'm today in this call, like being in the last call, because I would feel very sad if I was not, and I would just hear that it's the end of the Trainer Path. And yeah, like, I don't know, Trainer Path is like something that, at least in the beginning, I remember I was the first man being in the Trainer Path, and it was like something very alive, and I felt so comfortable. It was, for me, it's like I was feeling so comfortable because there was a freedom in the space, and there was not so much like we could co-create and create many things. And also during all this time, the Trainer Path got more clarity, you know, got more structure, got more, and me somehow I was passing different processes, and I was like, I was not really connecting. I wanted to go away, and I didn't go. And then I realized I cannot go away. Like, it's not about what people are doing. It's about those people. I love Trainer Path, and Trainer Path is my home, and it will continue being my home, even if this Trainer Path Global doesn't exist, because Trainer Path is a field. This is a sensation. Is, I don't know. Feeling is not the right word for possibility management. It's a feeling that we created, and somehow it's there, and it's inside of me, and I really, yeah, I'm grateful for this, and I'm for all the moments that we shared and we passed and we will pass in the future, and it's also for me, like, I really work well with chaos, no? Like, in this, like, this moment, I feel myself fully empowered because there is chaos again, and somehow there is no real structure, so I can step in. And yeah, it's really, but all these waves for me is Trainer Path. And this was my learning during these months, and saying, okay, yeah, but I had like a lot of tension not being there and decisions. And then I was creating my stories and having resentments, but then I had to deal with all of them and realize those things. And yeah, and I'm here, and I'm really, yeah, I love you all very much. And this is the reason also I decided to be part of here. And I never really left Trainer Path. I was more in the backstage, but yeah, I'm here also for the future. So for me, it's not ending today. Part is ending, but it's not ending. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jurgis.
Thank you.
I want to voice that this point where we are of not knowing how it goes, and to really do our best to get the information from all our five bodies to know what is the next step, is so scary and so inspiring at the same time for me. And for me is now also an evolution step in the whole game world of possibility management global, where each of our voices is needed to express the necessity of the game world, that one person can't just catalyzed by her or himself. So it's the point now where the trainer path locals, the regional trainer path, they can also empower people so much that we voice what is the necessity and make proposals and go in action and try things out to also interconnect the trainer path regional, because I also see the, or I'm scared about creating islands of trainer path regionals. So I'm very aware that I want to have the interconnection with all of you, with all of the countries. And if I want it, then I can make it happen. And I hear a lot of you also wanting that. And this is where, for me, the trainer, the possibility management game world is calling for sustainability. So how is the design that we need to be a self-sustainable game world, where we all, like cells, we all replace ourselves constantly, like an organism. And I very much appreciate this courageous step from you, Anne-Chloe, to fly, because we all are just jumping and learning to fly while we are falling. So thank you for all your courage and all your commitment and presence. Lots of love from New Zealand, and you are welcome to join us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Segue from that, because I feel that it was the
Vera, can I interrupt you? I just Habit wanted to speak in. I want to hear your voice.
I feel so how can I say, I feel that everything what I feel was said already, and I just can emphasize now what was said, and I'm so grateful, Anne-Chloe, that you did that, and I have so much admiration for that, because the last times I was thinking also of how to replace myself in the spaces that I opened, and I couldn't do that only by saying I'm sick or I'm not there or I'm not able or whatever. And I really appreciate how you are holding this space of grief and fear and maybe also frustration, I don't know. And I learn a lot from that, and it's so rich and juicy. And I'm also sad in a way that this space is shifting now, but I don't feel in any way that something is gone or lost or it's the opposite, like what Anna said, just it's like the seeds that make more seeds and more seeds and more seeds. And that's how I feel. And I feel the encouragement and the trust and the trust to make us jump. And that's I really, really appreciate that. And it touches me. And I'm looking so much forward for the new spaces that come from that, because for me, this trainer path is also like a pregnancy. I mean, it wasn't that long. It was like maybe 1 year or 9 months, or I don't know, of bringing people together and creating this extraordinary space. And from there, we can continue, and it's going to be more alive. And yeah, thank you, Anne-Chloe, for making these huge steps, for always being so impatient about keeping it rolling. And yeah, I just want to share my gratitude with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Herbert.
Thank you, Herbert.
Thank you.
Vera.
I'm where I'm standing right now is this, I don't know, at the edge somehow. It's not like a part of me is just like, I want to go work. I want to start working with you. And the way that I see it is at the moment, a little bit of a plumber. So one of my bigger fears in the transition of this is the flow of information and the things that we are all, there's so many groups, there's so many cool conversations happening in the background and experiments and I want to, yeah, the fear that I have the most about any kind of change in a game world that I'm excited about is losing that information or that accessibility or that, and this is why I wanted to really, even in the summer, to create this platform, and I want to call it as a self-managed Facebook that is not Facebook, just so that there are those conversations and that there is this, that it's easy to propose, but then the power is in each person to propose. It's still in each person to propose instead of it just having, finding a home where things are being fed to us. And I have a slight fear that I'm not so much in the present of the grief, also because I was kind of grieving this yesterday. But that's why I'm saying I'm at the cusp. I'm already wanting to start working to what can be possible now in the creative chaos that Yorgos was speaking about, and I didn't know where to put the invitation for the Trainerpath Global Gathering, and I wanted. You're going to get the official thing very soon, but I want to invite you all to a physical gathering. And I want to invite everyone in New Zealand to come too. In February, in the second week of February, to Portugal, to meet, to practice, to exchange notes, to celebrate, to make fun recordings about how to be a possible manager trainer, and to be with and to share the cool stuff that you've been developing, that you've been creating, and you want to test it, and you want to, yeah, to share these things with each other. That would turn me on the most. And so it's going to be in the second week of February. Save the date. And you're going to get the invitation soon. And I'm hoping that they will find possibilities of bringing Habet, that cannot travel in that month through airplane. But maybe we can bring Habet in some other way so that she can be here too. Yeah. So I want to put myself to work and with you. That's where I'm glad about. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vera.
Thank you, Vera.
Thank you.
I need to go like sharp 10:30. I love you all. Goodbye.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Gabriel.
I just want to sort of close this space by saying how touch I am about how I was really scared of this step and especially of the reaction and how adult and how collaborative and how creative and how like it, what I've heard really from each and every one of you was, okay, how can I step up to this thing? How can I step up to this challenge? And I think it's so, I have not experienced that in a lot of teams, and I thank you so much for being that, stepping up to challenges and
in life.
And you want to close the space, and there is still Julia, who maybe she wants to say something, I don't know, but she cannot see us, and I want to share a quick thing.
Okay, it's 9:30, so I would propose to not go more than 5 minutes. So Catherine, go ahead and then...
Julia just unmuted herself.
Go ahead, Julia, now that you have connection.
I'm have some part of my fear on the roads because I'm driving down Takaka Hill with rain and on a secluded space. So yeah, I'm glad I heard all of you share, and I feel sadness as well. And then as of this space closing, and gratitude, Antoine, for your space holding on behind the scenes. And I feel sad that so many times I still avoid responsibility of stepping up more. So connected with that is my joy as well, of the new possibilities that are opening up, and how this pushes me more into taking a stand for what I want to see in the world, and what I want to see in the trainer path worldwide and in New Zealand. And I've changed my mind, so I'll be in touch with you. And I feel it's safe to share this signal. I'm just going across the hill, like a big hill, and it suits going across the hill now. Thank you.
Okay, drive safely, Julia.
Thank you.
I want to share what is alive in me. It is a big net which is going through the earth and around the earth, and it's not just on the it's not just on the outside, and it is made of dots and light points, and it is really, these light points are you, but there are more light points in there. And this three-dimensional earth net, it's not a space like around, it is something going through. And I just wanted to share that. And there's joy in me, big joy. My joy comes with tears very often. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you so much, Antoine, for setting up this space and creating this heartwarming spaces to learn and to grow and to trust in other people and not being afraid about the feedback. And even if there were only a few times where I joined you, I'm grateful to be part of this group, and I love Jorge's idea to stay connected in being spaces and to hold this net all over the world and not only in the regions, because for me it's really important to know that we are all together from all the nations, and holding space for this net of all the nations as well. So, yeah.
Thank you,
Frederike.
I just want to add, thank you, Anna Chloe, for ending with love, like killing with love, birthing with love, and killing with love. This is what I want to say. The love, the bright principle of love at the death.
Thank you, Chloe.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you, Aunt Chloe.
Thank you, Aunt Chloe.
Thank you, Aunt Chloe, and all you all. Thank you, Aunt Chloe. And you all. And you, Aunt Chloe.
Thank you, Aunt Chloe. Thank you, Aunt Chloe.
Thank you, Aunt Chloe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aunt Chloe.
And vamos to the next step.
Yes!
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 I'm in.
This is it. I love you all. I love you.
Lots of love.
Bye.
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 Bye. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. See you soon.